Here's one that begins, a soldier in the Army's Special Forces, who was feeling a bit green around the gills, decided to treat himself for an attack of sinusitis. So he went to his local pet shop and bought antibiotics for fish. It's true. The only thing fishy about this story is that many people apparently use penicillin and other drugs which are intended to relieve tail rot because you don't need a prescription for fish antibiotics at Petco or any other pet store. Dr. Stuart Levy is a professor of medicine at the Tufts University Center for Adaptation Genetics and Drug Resistance. Dr. Levy, in all seriousness, how widespread a problem is this?
I don't know, Jackie, except that in 1992, when I wrote the first edition of The Antibiotic Paradox, I noted that Petco and other stores had these antibiotics over the counter, and I asked the storekeeper about this, and he told me that he does it. And he said, however, that the store owners know the difference between the human grade, that is, those antibiotics which are made under the same standards as medicines we get by prescription, and those that are not, and they only use those that are human grade.
What is the difference between antibiotics developed for fish and for us?
There isn't any difference, except perhaps in the production. If we're using it for fish, maybe the same stringency of purity is not going to be needed. And that's the difference between what the storekeepers know is a human grade of antibiotic and one that they could take, but they know which is which. But I must say that I was surprised that the usage was past the storekeepers. I thought those were the ones, the only ones who knew that, boy, we can get away with using these and avoid the prescription.
What does this do to our general resistance to antibiotics?
I think it's important in terms of demonstrating an attitude towards antibiotics, which then translates into using leftover antibiotics, whatever I can get, let me keep and use it without a doctor's prescription. I may be wrong, but I think any overuse and misuse of antibiotics creates a problem in terms of selecting resistant bacteria that could come back to haunt us.
Why would anyone do this? I mean, it just seems as if you could sort of think about yourself in the same category with fish body slime or something like that.
You know, it's so funny that the individuals who get the notice are in the military where, of course, all the health is free. So that tells you that it's not the price of the doctor's visit or the price of the medication. It's the fact that no one wants to wait around to get it. And I think this is putting antibiotics into the category of some, you know, candies. They are not drugs which do not have side effects. They are not drugs for which you could have an allergy. They are not drugs that don't have a societal effect, that being the creation of resistant bacteria that even if they don't hurt you when you first take them, will come back to hurt members of your family and others in society.
Dr. Levy, thanks very much for speaking with us.
You're welcome. Pleasure to be with you, Jackie.
Dr. Stuart Levy is the author of The Antibiotic Paradox, How the Misuse of Antibiotics is Destroying Their Curative Power.